Hi, radio fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Radio Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 moves, and tonight he's gonna try and make it 8.
Here comes the bull down.
Like a seed, it's time for you to hit pay dirt, if you know what I mean. Make sure your glove is rosined up, you gotta stick to him like glue. If you fall, you'll lose it all for bucking off too soon. So ride it out, 8 seconds at a time. Ride it out, hear the crowd go wild. Ride it out, now the CBRs are rocking, it's all about to lose.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, rodeo fans and Macon 8 maniacs. Welcome to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Macon8.com. That's right. Kicking things off on a Tuesday afternoon. Got to tell you, we are excited. And hopefully we're going to have a good show set up for you here today. We are, once again, waiting for our guest to join us. As most of you know, we did have to reschedule last week with the legendary Tuff Hedeman. Now, he was not able to make our show last Wednesday. However, we do have him rescheduled and set to join us here today, and he should be jumping on board here in just a little bit. But got to tell you, we've got a lot to talk about with the CBR and just what's been going on. Now, I will tell you, for most of you fans, if you have seen the post, you would know that the CBR is broadcasting once again here on GAC tonight, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Hopefully everybody will be tuned in as they're going to be broadcasting from it's actually going to be the West Texas Shootout. And really looking forward to it. I know last week was a great event that they broadcasted from Hobbs, New Mexico, and was a lot of fun. So hopefully everybody will be joining us here once again this evening at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time for the CBR on GAC. Got to tell you, though, we are looking forward to a lot of cool things happening here. I know Macon 8 is going to be out this weekend, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. Going to be broadcasting live from down there. Hopefully most of you fans will be tuned in, checking us out. Should be a great time there as well. Looks like we're getting everybody here on board on a Tuesday afternoon and fired up for our Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Make sure to stay tuned. Like I said, we are just waiting here for our guest to jump on board with us. And, yeah, obviously, you know, like I said, Tuff is a very busy guy. And for him to be able to take the opportunity to jump on board here and talk with you fans is a great thing. We just have to get him here first. And I certainly think we're going to do that. So keeping your fingers crossed, you guys just hang tight. We will get him on board here momentarily. But, yeah, so we're rocking and rolling. We got went out and did some fishing yesterday up here in northeast Oklahoma. Once again, if you guys have been following Twitter or Facebook, you've seen our comments coming out there. We're catching them all day long and having a great time up here. Hopefully we'll be ready to get down here into the action this weekend, trying to get everything lined up right there. So, anyhow, looks like we're kind of losing some of our fans. Hopefully everybody is still on board here with us and tuned in right here on Macon8.com. We're certainly doing what we can, try to get everything lined up and ready for a spectacular week as we're going to be out here broadcasting from broken in Oklahoma. Trying to get down to it and figure out what's going on here. Like I said, we seem to have lost some of our fans. Hopefully we'll get everybody coming back. Wow. Once again, like I said, we're just killing time. We're stalling here, fans. Hopefully everybody got a glimpse of what was happening this weekend in Del Rio, Texas, as it was also a great event. From what I understand, the CBR had really broadcast 4 90-point rides there. Two of them were actually in the long round. You don't see that a whole lot, but I'll tell you what, these Cowboys really came to ride, and the Bulls that were down there were just something fierce. We've got some good questions lined up. Hopefully you guys do as well for Tuff as soon as we get him on our show. So we're going to take our first break here, fans, to give you guys an opportunity to get things fired up. Make sure to stay tuned as we look to have Tuff Hedeman join us here momentarily. Y'all stay tuned. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Radio Show right here with Macon8.com.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Macon8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Macon 8 is a winner.
Show right here with Macon8.com. That's right, kicking things off on a Tuesday afternoon. Well, rodeo fans, I told you that we would get him here on board with us. That's right. You know, at this time, we're going to bring on the four-time world champion bull rider and president of the CBR, Mr. Tuff Edelman. Tuff, welcome to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing great, Tuff. How are you?
I'm doing awesome.
Great, man. You know, I know that you have been really busy here these last couple of weeks and putting on some pretty big events. Let's start things off talking a little bit about the CBR and just what you guys have going on here in the 2011 season.
We're off to a good start. We've had a great year, you know, so far. You know, the events have been outstanding everywhere we've been. You know, we just left Del Rio. You know, yesterday was a two-day event, and, you know, J.W. Harris, no surprise to anybody, you know, was the overall champion, and, you know, it's good. You know, our television has got started on GAC on Tuesday nights, and got a new broadcast team, Jeff Matters, Bush Knowles, myself, Suzanne with GAC. So, you know, it's like I tell my kids, you know, we're probably the luckiest people in the world. We get to do what we want, which is put on bull ridings and have a good time.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. And, you know, it is a really cool thing what you guys have done this year in changing up some of your broadcast. Obviously, a lot of the fans and myself included got to tune in last week to the Hobbs New Mexico event, the first one broadcasted there on GAC. We've got another one coming up here tonight, which should be another good one. It's going to be the, I believe, the West Texas Shootout, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, absolutely, and we're looking forward to that.
And, like I said, the events have been outstanding this year. There's been, great rides. The bulls have been awesome. You know, just it takes everything and everybody. You got to have, you know, when you look down the list of guys that are riding, you look down the list of bulls, you know, just the personnel. We got a great team at CBR, and we're pretty excited about the way it's going and where it's headed.
Absolutely. And speaking of where you guys are headed, I believe this year is going to be your first year actually heading up there to Cheyenne Frontier Days. Is that correct?
It is going to be. And, you know, going there and competing, you know, for years and years and, you know, growing up wanting to be a cowboy or a bull rider, you always hear Cheyenne Frontier Days. And, you know, there's a reason it's called the daddy of them all. That's the rodeo that everybody wants to go to. Everybody wants to win. And for us to be able to go, you know, have a two-night event there in Cheyenne is extremely exciting, and we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, most definitely. That's going to be held July 25th and 26th for the fans that are going to be out there and hopefully be heading out there to Cheyenne Frontier Days. I know that it'll be a great opportunity for the PRCA, obviously, has been known up there in Cheyenne, obviously calling it the daddy of them all. Legendary rodeo up there, and for the CBR to be able to bring your event up there for a lot of great bull riding, it's going to be a whole lot of fun for the fans to sit back and watch.
Absolutely.
Well, tell us a little bit about what you've been doing outside of the arena, Tuff. I know a lot of the fans here have been following along with you. Obviously, you've got a fan page set up on Facebook, and they try to keep up with the CBR and things like that. But tell us a little bit about what Tuff has been doing outside of the arena.
You know, for the most part, the first, up until about the 1st of May, it's pretty nonstop in terms of, you know, just putting the events together, you know, event production, just all the main thing is, you know, when the event starts off, you know, everything just has to click and everything has to happen. And so it's, you know, there's a lot of moving parts, but, you know, we've got a great production team. So there's a lot of time just working on the smaller details of the events. And so after the 1st of May, after Del Rio, we get to take a little bit of a breather, but it's still nonstop. But trying to plan for next year, you know, where we're going, what we're going to do. And, you know, if I get a little spare time, then, you know, I try to rope a little bit, both my boys, rodeo and rope calves, rope steers. I try to rope them a little bit. I haven't been able to do much of that, just because we have been that busy. But, you know, have a little, you know, it slows down a little bit right now, but there's always something to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you actually did make mention about that. Your boys actually do some roping. Do your boys actually do any of the rough stock, or have they been on any bulls?
No, they don't. Neither one of them. Ever since, you know, I came home after I'd had some, you know, bodacious rearrange my face, and my oldest son, Robert Lane, he was 3 at the time I came home. He didn't recognize me. It took me about 10 minutes to convince him that I was me, and, you know, after seeing me in that condition, he didn't think that bull riding was all that exciting to him. But, you know, he rode some calves and steers, but, you know, he always had an interest in roping, and he, you know, he ropes on a rodeo scholarship at Weatherford College, and ropes calves, ropes steers really well. And in fact, he comes to all the cinch events, and, you know, he ropes bulls and drags them out, and helps work on the production crew on setup. And, you know, my youngest one, same thing. He rode some calves when he was younger, and was pretty talented to ride pretty well, and he got stomped on pretty good one time, and he said, you know, I think I'll stick to roping. I said, you know, whatever makes you smile, I'm with you.
That's right. Yeah, and that's cool that you actually sit back and support them. And, you know, you see a lot of that. The parents a lot of times will push them to be bull riders, you know, and that type of thing. But really it's just about making them happy. And if they feel more comfortable on the horses, you know, it's obviously safer. And I know myself, I've got young kids growing up and spent some time riding bulls, and I would much prefer them be on horses than getting on those suckers, you know?
Well, you know, for me, there was nothing better, nothing cooler, funner, more exciting, nothing that I had a passion, you know, more than riding bulls. But, you know, it's just not for everybody. And, you know, the cool thing about my parents, they gave me the freedom to choose whatever I wanted to do, and they supported me in every way they could. And at the end of the day, it's their life and it's their choice. So I'm just, anyway, I can help them, that's what I'm there for.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. So I got to ask you, we've actually got an open chat room right now, so we've got a lot of fans that are throwing you some questions. And one of the questions is, who do you think is going to be at the end when all is said and done for the 2011 season for the CBR? Who do you look at to be one of the most promising or right there at the end to be the champion?
You know, not that I'm a bandwagon guy, just when you look at J.W. Harris, he's hard to pick against. I mean, he's probably the most complete rider that I've seen in the last, you know, 10 to 15 years. You know, he's won 3 consecutive TRCA championships. And that hasn't been done in 30 years. And, you know, he rides, number one, he rides good. He's healthy. He's confident. And most importantly, you know, he wants to do good each and every time. You know, there's a handful of other guys that could challenge him for that, and, you know, you'll probably beat him. But, you know, they've got their work cut out for him.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's a lot in there. You know, I know that Clayton Fulton is certainly leading the standings right now, but when you put a guy like J.W. Harris riding at these CBR events, man, you know, a 3-time world PRCA champion, just like you were saying, he's going to be one to be reckoned with there at the end of the season. And I look forward to seeing what's going to happen. Last week we had Bonner Bolton on our show, who was obviously, he's a former CBR champion as well. So, you know, when you're mixing in that kind of talent that you guys have there, it's going to make it an interesting season for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that, you know, J.W. and, you know, just on paper, he's got to be the odds-on favorite. But, you know, Clayton Fulton is riding better than he's ever ridden in his life. And I think the reason is, you know, he finally decided that bull riding was the most important thing for him. You know, all the extracurricular activities in and around it, and, you know, he's finally just focused on riding, and that's why he's riding so well. You know, you look, you know, Bonner's having a good year as well. You've got, you know, Chandler Brown's been riding really, really good. You know, he's really matured in the last, you know, year and a half, you know, starting to ride with a lot more consistency and confidence. But anytime you put him up against a reigning and 3-time champ, you know, that's tough to beat. You know, Luke Kelly won last year. He's struggled this year, not quite as consistent as he was last year. And bull riding's a pretty simple sport. The guy that makes the whistle the most, the one that's most consistent day in and day out, is the one that's going to win. And that's why you got to look at a guy like Jay Dodger, because, you know, when you look at riding percentages, you know, he's hard to beat.
Right on. Now, do you spend a lot of time back there at these events, kind of coaching these guys or talking to them? Do they kind of come to you for advice or recommendations or anything like that on their riding abilities?
No, you know, I will give them, you know, any kind of advice or opinions if they ask for it. But, you know, I was always, you know, I just know when I was riding, if I had a question and, you know, I would ask somebody. But if somebody come up, felt the need to tell me something I should or shouldn't do without me asking, I didn't really care for that. So it's not that I don't or I won't. You know, there's a few guys that come up and I talk to, and, you know, I'll tell them what I think and try to be as honest and objective as I can, and I'll do that. But, you know, not so much that I'm going to go up and say, hey, you need to do this, you need to do that, because, you know, I just don't feel like it's my place. You know, to me, you know, what our job is to do at CBR is just put on the best events, give them the best bulls, try to give them, you know, the most opportunity to be competitive and win, and that's what we try to do.
Well, that was one thing that I had noticed that you made mention of. It's actually posted on the CBR website when it talks a little bit about you. But, you know, one of the things that you made a comment about is that, you know, this organization is based on treating these athletes, treating these bull riders how you were treated when you were back riding. Can you kind of enlighten us a little bit about that and talk a little bit about that?
Well, to me, it's pretty simple. You know, when guys come to a bull riding event, you know, they want the opportunity to be competitive and to win. And so the most important thing in my mind for those guys are, you know, are really just a couple of things. You know, give them the best bulls to get on, and give them, you know, the most money that, you know, we can put together for them to ride. But beyond that, just treating everybody like we want to be treated. You know, we appreciate them coming. We want, you know, we don't have favorites of who we want to win. We just want, whether you're the 3-time world champ or you're a, you know, first time on tour, you know, we want everybody to have a chance to be competitive. And at the end of the event, whoever rode the best that week, you know, wins. And that's all that's, you know, that's a priority to us.
Well, and actually, we've got a really good question coming in from one of our fans here, asking, what do you think about some of the changes out here in the rodeo world, you know, that you've seen from the time that you were going down the road with bigger payouts, you know, at these rodeos and bigger opportunities? Would you think that things are better now or back then when you were riding, when they were kind of simpler, you know, but you were able to make a really decent living at it? I mean, obviously the money thing is going to, you know, it's going to play huge, but, you know, compared to things back then when you were riding, I mean, what are some of the differences that you see, and are they good or bad?
You know, hopefully we're better now than we were then. I mean, as we get older, and hopefully we learn some things and we try to get better, and that's what we try to do. You know, I think the biggest thing you see now is that, you know, riding bulls at every level, whether you're, you know, on the Finch Tour, or you're in high school or open, that doesn't matter. There's more opportunity for guys now than there's ever been. The bulls are better because they're just more interest, and there's, you know, the breeding has become more sophisticated. You know, they take, you know, the champion bull and, you know, breed it to the, you know, to the mother or whatever, another champion bull. And so, and there's so many people that have gotten into the bull business that there's great bulls everywhere at every level. And
yeah.
Again, the most important thing to me, and the most frustrating thing to me, you know, in rodeo, is that, you know, I would always hear luck of the draw. Well, I drew bad, or I didn't draw this, or I didn't draw that. You know, our priority at CBR is every time you get on a bull, you have a chance to be competitive. And if you don't have a chance to be competitive, for whatever reason that is, whether the bull didn't perform, he stumbled, he fell, he hit himself, or he hit you on the chute, you know, then you get a re-ride. And that's number one. And, you know, I think just for so many years in the rodeo world that it's just an accepted fact that, you know, luck of the draw determines whether you can be competitive or not. And that's just not acceptable to me. And I think that's probably the biggest difference, I think, of us than any other organization or group. No matter what, every guy has a chance to be competitive. And if they don't, they get a rewrite.
There you go. And it sure does make it simple there. You know, I like that. What is your biggest accomplishment that you feel like you've accomplished, you know, in the sport, whether it be, you know, being inducted into the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame or winning that first world championship? What would you say your biggest accomplishment has been?
You know, I wouldn't have a clue. You know, all I know is that I've been one of the luckiest guys in the world. You know, I grew up, you know, wanting to be a cowboy and wanting to be a bull rider, and, you know, really my expectations and dreams weren't a lot, because, you know, I've always been pretty objective and pretty real with myself. I never really thought I would get to the level that I would ever win a world championship. But what I did know is that I would get out there and I would try as hard as I could every day. And that's the most important to me lesson that I can share with any kid or anybody, that if you get up and you want something and you go work hard, you go be the best that you can be at it, you never know what can happen. I mean, I would have never thought I could win 3 or 4 world titles and, you know, be in the Hall of Fame. I would have never thought that, because I just didn't think I was that good.
Yeah.
But that didn't keep me from going out and giving it everything I had each and every day. And, you know, that was my priority. When I was young, that's all I cared about, was riding every day. Nothing meant more to me than getting on and making the whistle. And when I first started riding, I struggled. I guess, you know, I get bucked off 1, 2, 3, 4 jumps, and I was too stubborn or too hard-headed to quit, because that's what I wanted. And, you know, eventually I kind of got to the point where I could make the whistle, and then I figured out how to ride and how to ride different types of bulls. And, you know, it was just a progression. But I was a slow starter and a slow learner, but I never lost sight of what I wanted. And, you know, anytime you can turn a passion, you know, a sport, you know, into a career and a profession, you know, that means you're the luckiest guy in the world. I got to ride professionally for 15 years, and, you know, not very many people get to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's for sure. You know, and actually that kind of leads me right into where I was wanting to go. Now, you, I know that you have spent a lot of time here recently, or, you know, over the past few years with Gary LeFou. You know him pretty well. You know, what I know that when he talks about it, he says that, you know, he actually uses you as one of his teaching tools, having an opportunity to spend some time with Gary at one of his schools this past year. You know, I know that, you know, he says that, you know, that heart and determination is what brought you around and made you develop one of the better riding styles that's out there now. Do you feel like you've actually done that, or is it just you got out there and you made things happen? It was just more of a mental aspect of making that determination and that will, that willingness to win.
Well, to me, it's, you know, there's no substitute for effort and desire. You know, and that's something you can't teach. You know, at the end of the day, in any sport, whether you're riding bulls or swinging a golf club or shooting a basketball shot, you know, there's certain fundamentals that you kind of, when you watch the guys that are the best in any sport, there are certain things that they do, you know, fundamentally correct. You'll see a few flaws in a guy's way a guy rides, or the way, you know, shoots, or the way he swings a club, you know. But what you can't teach, and, you know, you either have the desire to give it everything you have every time, and you have the, in bull riding terms, you just gotta try. That's it.
Yeah.
Effort, energy, passion, that will overcome, lack of talent in certain areas. You just have to put it all out there every day. And there's it's easy to ride well and do good when you're healthy and feeling good and you draw the right bull that fits you. But when you're not feeling good, when you're sore, when it's muddy, when it's raining and it's cold, you still have to put out the same kind of effort and energy. You have to try harder on days like that to have a chance. And, a lot of times, there's not a lot of people willing to do that day in and day out.
I agree. I certainly agree with you there, Tubb. Now, we're actually getting some more questions coming in here. One of them, Bob, who would you say is the most promising newcomer to the CBR this year, one that we really should keep an eye out for?
I like Chandler Browns. He's young. He's a good kid, and he's really mature. When he first came around, if he drew the right bull, he could make a good ride. But then he get on, get bucked off two, three, and four in a row. But you can see that he's starting to get a little bit more confidence. He's starting to get a little more fundamentally sound, and you can see it in his eyes that he wants it, and that's, again, the most important thing.
Absolutely, yeah. He's actually sitting fourth right now in the standings. So, I would certainly say he's one to keep an eye out. Well, Tubb, I certainly appreciate you taking time with us and talking with the fans a little bit and answering some of their questions, man. I know that you guys have a lot to look forward to this season, obviously with Cheyenne and some of the bigger events coming up. You just had a pretty big event in Del Rio. You guys are moving out. You're going to have to take a little bit of a break. You got a lot of Horizon events that are coming out. Are you still looking to book more Horizon events throughout this year?
Yeah, we'll book a few more. The one thing that we really strive to do is, to me, more isn't always better. Just all the ones that we do, we just want to ensure that they're quality events, that the guys have a good chance to be competitive, and the fans get to see good bull riding, And that's always a priority. I'm a lot more about doing quality events than quantity.
Good deal. I like that. It's a great mentality there. And I certainly wish you guys the best of luck. I think the CBR is on to some big things right here. Bringing on Butch Knowles, I love the GAC broadcast where he actually stands there and breaks down the rides to you, on some of these rides that are right there. It's fantastic. You guys have done a great job with the production this year.
Well, we're excited about it. Again, every year we try to get better. It's kind of like everybody's riding. We try hard, and whenever we make a mistake, we try to fix it and get better. That's all we can do.
Absolutely. And before I let you go, we've actually got one more question in here from one of our fans asking what kind of criteria do you use when you choose your bulls? I know that you handpick some of the bulls there for the Cinch series. Is that correct?
Yeah, we handpick all of them. I mean, every bull that you see in a draw, is a bull that you're supposed to have a chance to be competitive on. And it's
okay.
Bulls that if you ride them, that you got a chance to be a high score. You got a chance to be competitive. You got to be, somewhere in the neighborhood of between, 85 and 95 points. There's always going to be certain bulls that you like to get on. Well, I'd like to have this one or that one. But if you have to get on even the bull that, I don't really like him, but if I ride him and he's not an eliminator, which we don't use, we get on bulls that I, as a bull rider, would say I wouldn't mind getting on that bull today because I know if I make a good ride, I have a chance to win. And that's just that simple. Never about, everybody always wants to bring up, any kind of political that, you have to do this or you have to do that or I like you or I don't like you. And it's just not the case. In all honesty, I always say I don't care who owns the bulls. It doesn't matter to me who owns them. But if that event is because he's a good bull, that guys have a chance to win, so I'm not.
Yeah. And I will tell you that we actually saw that with we actually had 2 90-point rides there in Del Rio this past weekend. You know, and so it doesn't matter whether it's a short round or long round where these bulls are coming into, that if you ride your bull, just like you were saying, that you're going to have a chance to make that money and to win that event.
And sometimes I'm not very popular among, you know, some of the stock contractors and bull owners. And, you know, I can live with that because, you know, it's not that I know more than everybody, but it's, you know, when it comes to our events, it's our opinion at CBR. If you know, a lot of times a bull will have, you know, I look at the stats, I look at video, I look at who's been on them, I look at what the judges mark them, and you know, they just have to be consistent performing animals, and it's sometimes it's not fair because a bull, you know, he might be a really good bull and he has a bad day here or there, and if he's just not consistent day in and day out, he might not get the opportunity to buck. But
yeah,
you know, that's just the way it has to be. I just put myself in the rider's position. I'm looking at, if I draw this bull and I look at him, I say, well, he wasn't any good the other day and he wasn't any good here, and when they rode him, he was, you know, they were, you know, only 82 points. Well, that's not good enough. You know, they've got to be the kind that if you stay on, you got to have a chance to get a high score and get into the championship round and have a chance to win.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, listen, Tuff, I certainly appreciate you taking the time out of your day. I know that you're really busy, and I want to thank you once again for talking with the fans here and answering some of these questions for them. And we look forward to getting out to a CBR event here in the next coming weeks. I know that you've got a lot of Horizon Series events, and hopefully, who knows, we'll make it up there to Cheyenne, be able to hang out with you guys for that Central
event. Oh, we'd love to have
you. In July. You bet. All right, Tuff. Take
care. Have a good
day.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. You too. All right, guys, Tuff Hiedemann, 4-time world champion, president of the CBR. This guy, you know, I got to tell you, certainly busy, but making some big things happen with the CBR Tour. And I really think that we've got that they've got a lot of things in the works here. I think we're going to see some great things happen. And if you guys want to find out more about them, you can follow them there. Go to the website, www.cbrbull.com. You can find them on Twitter at CBRBull, or you can find them on Facebook. Tuff Hiedemann does have a fan page there, so you can go over, check out Tuff Hiedemann there. And got to thank everybody for throwing out so many great questions. All of you guys did fantastic, and hopefully we got every one of them answered that we needed to. So I know that so many of you fans were looking forward to it, and we, you know, it's a great opportunity to sit back and talk with a guy like Tuff, a guy who's been around the business as long as he has, who has seen it from so many different angles, from an athlete's perspective, from a producer's perspective, stock contractor, you know, from a father, you know, being out there watching his kids grow up and now moving into the horses, you know, and getting into roping, that type of thing. It's a really cool thing. So, once again, I got to thank Tuff Hiedemann for jumping on board here with us. We got about 20 minutes left in our show here, guys. We're going to take your questions, your comments, and always your cowboy logic. So make sure to stay tuned. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll get back more into the bull riding rodeo action with you, the fans. Thanks for tuning in. Hang tight. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man. Cause I've been broken and busted, but these spurs still ain't rusted. And this saddle, this water, she'll still ride. And it's gonna be a long night, so baby, hold on tight. I talk slow, but I still move real fast. I'm here for the real deal, and your heart's all that I'll steal. And girl, there won't be no doubt. Resist my resist all, it's black as the night. For my boots deliver in mine. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up and I'm tore up, I look down and look up. I'm a lost and confused. 8 seconds can seem like a day, but stay out of my way, 'cause I come to play, and 8 seconds is all that I'll say. You can't resist my resistance, black as a nightfall, my first and ever night. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side, we'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. This rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt. I love a girl with a tramp stamp, a double dock and boat ramp, and whiskey shaking never stirred. Tank tops and flip-flops, those all-night-long truck stops, and beer when it's cold and that's free. You can't resist my resistance, black as a nightfall, my boots are leather and high. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side, we'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. This rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt. No, girl, there won't be no doubt. I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man.
Rodeo fans, this is your old buddy Gizmo McCracken. We've been to Cheyenne, we've been to Fort Worth, we've been to Salinas Rodeo, and we're on the Making Aid Rodeo Network, so keep this thing plugged in, because you don't need that kind of aggravation.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with MakingAid.com, kicking things off on a Tuesday afternoon. Obviously, just had the opportunity to sit back and talk with the legend himself, Mr. Tuff Hedeman, and what a great opportunity it was for the fans to sit back and get to know him a little bit more, get to find out a little bit more about the CBR as well. You know, there's some things that you guys are posting in here, some great comments, you know, about the CBR and what you guys are, you know, your opinions on this thing, and that's really great. I certainly agree with each and every one of you about how the CBR, you know, chooses their contractors, you know, to bring these bulls. It doesn't matter how big of a name you have. What matters is how your bulls buck. And, you know, same way with the athletes, any one of these guys, you know, whether it be a newcomer, whether it be a veteran bull rider who may be coming out, you know, and maybe getting a late start, somebody who's been around for a long time that's working their way up. Everybody has a chance to win with the CBR, and that's something that I really like and respect that they are doing for the sport of bull riding. And, you know, I think that that's a great opportunity. So anyways, I'm seeing a bunch more comments coming in here about how some of our fans are sitting back, catching some suntans, and making some sweet tea. And I got to tell you, I'm getting jealous. Y'all are going to make me have to go out and do some fishing here again as we go try to hook some bass. We're going to try to hook some big ones again today. But certainly having a good time out here in Oklahoma. Hopefully our trip will not get cut too short. As you know, we are going to be out here this weekend for Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, broadcasting there. We'll also be down in Texas. We really look forward to being down there and working with Exclusive Genetics. It's going to be a great opportunity, and we're going to spend Memorial Day weekend down there. We're going to be videotaping a lot of the events that happen. You guys are going to have the opportunity to see it on MakingAid.com, as well as see some of the highlights and things like that that happen out there for the folks there with Exclusive Genetics. Anybody who's buying a bull, they're going to have the opportunity to see this bucking bull maturity, and they're going to have an opportunity to see the bulls that will be competing for the $1 million maturity in 2012 buck for the very first time right there. And so we're going to bring you that action. It will not be live. We're going to be recording it and then bringing it to you at a later time. You guys will just have to stay tuned to that. But we do have some big things in the works. I've also gotten word and want to make sure to remind you guys to be thinking about this weekend, just thinking about the fans and the family of the young Brook Coase who passed away while riding a bull just a couple months ago, back in March. And, you know, just keep her in your prayers. Keep her family in your prayers. They're going to be doing a benefit bull ride, one that we were hoping to be a part of. Unfortunately, we're here, so we can't be two places at once, but we really wanted to bring you that action there. I know that our good buddy Jay Welker is actually out putting this thing together and getting things hopped up. Hopefully, we'll have an opportunity to get him on our show here before the event there on Saturday. So you guys make sure to stay tuned to Make an 8 for that. We'll also be posting up the results for that there on MakeAn8.com. So, you know, that's another great question coming in our chat room there, Miss Sandy. I've been following along with that, and obviously we need to keep Brian Canner in your prayers as well. He's gotten really sick after the surgery. They had to bring him back, I believe, for a second one. I don't know if it was an infection that developed or just what the details are. I haven't gotten a whole lot of word. You know, he's a North Carolina cowboy, and obviously being all the way out here, we haven't had the opportunity to sit back and find out as much as we would like to about him. So you guys make sure to stay tuned. We're going to try to find out some further updates on Brian and how he's doing, so you guys make sure to stay tuned to that. Obviously, sustaining a season-ending injury earlier this season was getting himself back there, you know, on the Built Ford Tough Series, and I know this is a hard time for him, so you guys make sure to continue to keep him in your thoughts and prayers as well. So, yes, most definitely. Prayers go out to both the Brian Canner and obviously the Brook Coase family. We got about 12 minutes left here in our show. Still looking for some cowboy logic for the day. Usually we got Cody Burleson, our cowboy logic guy, and unfortunately I don't see him with us here. You know, so if you guys have some good cowboy logic you guys want to pass on to us, make sure to do that. And, you know, we'll be happy to take it. We got about 12 minutes left in the show, so I can at least sit back here and ramble for about that long anyways. I did shut out our show a little bit early yesterday. I know some of the fans were a little upset or wound up, uptight. I'm sorry for it, but, hey, you know, when nature calls, you got to do your business. So, so I also know that Miss Donna Davis is tuning in, and I'm also getting word here as I'm checking our Twitter that I'm getting word, and I don't know. I've heard rumors, and I've heard some things flying around. I saw many posts yesterday coming in from Flint and several other guys about this Chad Ochocinco situation, and I don't know if you guys have heard about it, but I have heard rumors that Mr. Ochocinco himself may be actually taking the opportunity to ride a bull. Wow. Interesting. Yeah, I'm curious to see how that one will work out. There's also, I'm catching word here that there's going to be a benefit bull ride for a young mother who was diagnosed with breast cancer, Kayla Baldwin, from Wellston, Oklahoma. And, yeah, absolutely. We're going to be helping put that thing out there and spreading the word, and hopefully we can get some of our Making 8 fans to jump on board and come on out there. It'd be a great deal and help support such a great cause. You know, it just seems like more and more Making 8 has really gotten out and helping promote some of these benefits and things like that. And, hey, we're all about it. You know, we want you guys to understand that, you know, this money doesn't go to be lining anybody else's pockets. So this money that is there goes to help support a cause. And it's kind of like the way Making 8 is right now, and I'll kind of harp on it here for the last 10 minutes or so. But, you know, as we're struggling to try to make things work here for these radio broadcasts and we're trying to get some sponsors on board, we certainly need y'all's help. We need you guys tuning in every day so we can show our sponsors, potential sponsors, that we have something to offer. It's the only way we can sell it, you know. and we really need your support spreading the word, and we certainly appreciate everything that you guys have done for us. It's that time of year. That time of season. The economy is kind of tough right now, and obviously, it being what it is made it hard for people to come out and realize that we're out here for a good reason, and that's to bring you fans closer to the sport of bull riding and rodeo. And we're going to do our darndest to bring it to you. We can only do it for so long before something's got to give, though. So, we're struggling just as well, and want you guys to know that, we're going to continue to keep bringing it to you until we absolutely can't do it anymore. But, we're here for a good reason, obviously, to be able to have the opportunity to sit down with guys like Tuff and have you, the fans, sit down with guys like Tuff and see us on the road and find out what it's like for making eight, as we travel up and down these roads. Sometimes you get some good things, sometimes you get some bad things. But anyway, we bring it to you the way it is. I just wanted to let you guys know about it. And, that's kind of our cowboy logic for the day, I guess, is, to understand that there's a big reason why this sport is struggling. And it's because it's hard to get fans, it's hard to get sponsors, and it's hard to come out of pocket. We all understand that. We're going to continue to keep bringing it to you as long as we can. And that's each and every one of us. That's the CBR, that's the PBR. It doesn't matter what association it is. Everybody's going to try to work together, and that's what it's going to take in order to make this thing successful. Not just making eight, but the sport itself. So, anyhow, going back to it, looks like, apparently Donna has made the statement that there are more posts about this deal with Ocho Cinco. And seriously, this guy's going to change his last name to Ocho Cinco just because his number is whatever it is, 80 or 88, whatever the deal is. I can't believe it. 85 maybe it is. Cinco, yeah, that would be 5. So 85. I have to touch up on my Spanish again. But, yeah, that's interesting. It looks like Miss Sandy is even helping contribute to that benefit bull ride for Kayla. That's a great thing in actually donating her pictures, that bull riders can get their pictures for free from her, and that's her way of donating back to them. So that's a great opportunity there. I would love to see him go out. I think Gary LaFuse would be the most fitting. Obviously, if you guys have spent any time getting to know Gary LaFuse, he's actually good friends with Johnny Knox or Johnny Knoxville. And if you guys know who Johnny Knoxville is, that he is the host on Jackass. And maybe Chad Ochocinco would fit really well right there. We'll put him on a Jackass segment. So, yeah, it should be interesting. But I'm curious to find out. Now, I will tell you that we do have a city girl that's looking to do the same thing. Not quite to that caliber, but she's willing to give it a shot. And that's our good friend, Miss Erin Coscarelli. And I think that for her to have that opportunity is a huge thing. I think that it makes it more beneficial for her that she will have the opportunity to understand what these bull riders go through in getting down into the bucking chutes and getting on these bulls. I cannot wait for the opportunity, and hopefully Make an Eight can help provide the means and make some of those things happen for her. I really think it would be a fantastic opportunity. So you guys make sure to stay tuned. Some big things could come of that. Anyways, getting down to it, like I say, guys, we're winding things down here, the last bit of our show. Want to thank everybody for jumping on board. Make sure that if you're missing the show or if you talk with fans who did miss the show, tell them to go back and listen to the archives and check out our conversation with Tuff Hedeman and find out how some of you guys were actually able to help ask some questions, and certainly appreciate it. You guys are the reasons why we're doing this show. This is not for our benefit, believe me. I really think that I really think that this is an opportunity, and thank you, Sandy, for posting that comment out there. I certainly appreciate it, and we will do that. Like I said, it really was a great show, so make sure you guys continue to spread the word. Tell everybody to go back over and listen to our archives. Thanks again to Tom for jumping on board here with us, and thanks to all of you fans for jumping on here and hanging out with us and spending some time getting to know Tuff just a little bit more. So until tomorrow, guys, we'll be back on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Makin8.com. You guys tune in to Makin8. Go check out some of the archives. Get ready for our video broadcasting as we come to you from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma this weekend. Make sure to stay tuned and get a grip with Makin8.com.
Thanks for tuning in with Makin 8. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
In the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's Makin8.com. Get a grip.